This goes to Jennifer Barnhart, B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T, and like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-2249 regarding Eleanor Hagen, H-A-G-E-N, date of birth 1/23/1928. Dear Jennifer, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Hagen with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, primary hyperparathyroidism with elevated calcium levels, and hypertension. Her last visit was March 11th of this year. She is newly diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and she was started on R like Randy, A, S like Sam, A, G like golf, I, L, I, and like November, E. 1 milligram daily for Parkinson's disease and for mood disorder. It really didn't help, so she's currently being weaned off that drug and will be started on new medication for Parkinson's disease after she's off the razzicline. She is very, very sad and stressed because her husband is very sick right now with heart and kidney disease. She denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She's not sure what her current weight is as they don't have a scale at home. No edema, urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, other medications I want to highlight are hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams daily. Losartan is 100 milligrams daily. Hydralazine, 25 milligrams twice a day. Prednisone, 10 milligrams daily. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams twice a day. Ativan is 1 milligram daily at bedtime. And Tylenol Extra Strength, 500 milligrams, two tablets, up to 2 to 4 tablets once daily for pain. Physical exam, blood pressure, 134. Over 73. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 9/3 of 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.26. Estimated GFR is 39. However, calcium is 10.9. Albumin 4.4. Phosphorus 3.1. Sodium down to 127, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 27, hemoglobin is 12.5, white count is 12.5, platelets are normal, and intact parathyroid hormone is 110.8, previous level was 95.9. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, primary hyperparathyroidism with hypercalcemia. The patient will collect a 24-hour urine for us. She believes that she can do this properly. We're going to check calcium and creatinine levels. If the calcium levels are elevated, we may consider starting a low dose of Sensipar, 30 milligrams, possibly just on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, to see if we can lower the calcium levels and control the elevated PTH levels. But we will collect the 24-hour urine first before making that decision. And the patient will avoid all oral calcium supplementation as well as vitamin D. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.